We're learning Shmiras Haloshin, Shar HaTevuna, Perek Tes, the paragraph which begins Va'afilu Imhu Roya, in the English edition is page 286. Va'afilu Imhu Roya. The topic of discussion here is that of Bitochen. The importance of Midas HaBitochen, of trusting in Hashem, and Kfiyas Itim LaTorah, and making sure that there are set times for a person to learn Torah. And these two points are really one, that when the person has the proper bitachon in Hashem, the kfiyas itim will be a kfiyas itim. Then his set time to learn Torah will not be disturbed. Because why would a person disturb his set time to learn Torah? Because he has to make a parnasa. But if his parnasa, he has the bitachon in Hashem, that Hashem is taking care of him, so then he doesn't have to mevatel his kfiyas itim l'Torah, his set time to learn. On that note, the Chavetz Chaim continues and says, "Va'afilo imuroya sheyesh eiza anoshim shemevatlin legamre milimudom umatzlichim beiskom." These words are a situation where, let's translate first and then we'll elaborate. Even if a person sees that there are people who are mevatel Torah, shemevatlin legamre, they don't learn Torah milimudom umatzlichim beiskom. Look how successful they are. Look how successful. So how could this make sense? We're talking the whole time. Trust in Hashem. Make sure you have kfiyas itim l'Torah. Kfiyas itim l'Torah. You know, if it wouldn't be lashon hara, I'd give you lists and lists of people who that's what Chavetz Chaim is here. A person might say, I give you a list of people who don't learn Torah. But I can't because it's lashon hara. Catch 22. But I have these lists in my head. I know they don't learn Torah. So what's pshat? B'tach ba'Hashem? What do you mean b'tach ba'Hashem? I see they're b'matzliach and they don't even learn Torah. The Yetzer Hara attacks a person and tells the person, look at those individuals. You can be successful like them. And you know what then the Yetzer Hara says? And don't worry, because you will support the Torah. That's what Yetzer Hara tells the person. It creeps, gets a little thought in the person's mind. And then the Yetzer Hara says like this to the person. He's very powerful. He's a lot of experience. He's been around since the times and times of Adam and Chava. A lot of experience. So Yetzer Hara says to the person like this. Hashem creates a world of Yisachar and Zvuluns. There's some people who sit and learn. Some people go out and work. You'll go out and work and you will support the Torah. This is what Yetzer Hara tells the person. So the person says, oh! There are a lot of people learning yeshivas, but how many people supporting? That's what the person starts thinking. I'll be the supporter. That's what Yetzer Hara tells the person. And then you know what happens? The person gets out there and he makes good money. And the more money he makes, the harder his hand clinches. This is the Yetzer Hara. If I may say, the story with the Chavetz Chaim. There's a story they say over the Chavetz Chaim, where there was the Bacher in Yeshiva. To be deemed the poorest Bacher in Radin in the Yeshiva meant you were very poor. It's an understatement. This Bacher was known as he was the poorest Bacher in the Yeshiva. And you know, there are people, they handle here, they handle there, they deal with this, they deal with that, and before you know it, they made a little penny here and a penny there, and then three pennies and five pennies, and of course it wasn't pennies, it was other rubles or whatever they call them. And over the course of years, he got into involved with business, and of course he said if he ever makes it big, he's going to make sure he gives the gestaka. And then it came to a point in time when he was mamish, a gvir otzim, an extremely wealthy person. And at the same time he was a tremendously wealthy gvir, his hands were sealed shut like crazy glue. You ever get crazy glue on your two fingers? So it takes time until the glue opens up. You put nail polish remover, whatever it might be. And you figure like you just fixed that little toy, and then like, wow, you did such a good job, your fingers are stuck to the toy also. The Yetzer Hara has that ability that the greater the wealth, the greater the nisoyin is. As we just discussed before the shir, zeh l'umah zeh osu lokim. Hashem says, you don't just have $10 to give, you have $10 million to give. Not that's going to make a difference. He has $10 million to give. To one person, $10 is $10 million. It's all the same to that, depending on who the pocket it is. But it's crazy glued shut. Because the Yetzer Hara is so strong that this person runs to the Chavetz Chaim and he begs the Chavetz Chaim to help him.
And he says to Chafetz Chaim, I can't open my hand. He says, I'm a miser. I can't give a penny. And this was the same person who didn't have a penny when he was in yeshiva. And the Chafetz Chaim explained to him, but don't you realize the nisayon, the challenge now is much greater because the reward is also much greater. Zelu mazeh asa lakim. So that's what the Chafetz Chaim is telling us, that a person will look around and see these other people. It's not that they have a kfis eaten at their mevatel. They don't learn Torah in the first place. And you see their matzliach so much. So how do we understand these type of things? He says as follows, Yizbainain heitev tamid binyanim v'yireh. Person has to contemplate this and see, shekama pa'amim yizdamin lahem sibuvim. These type of people have, unfortunately, a lot of situations which come in their lives. Shiyova aleim gayis v'chadoyim minyoni ha-sivuvim v'yichla harbei mimamayinim alideize. You know what's going to happen? It's called a T-word. You know what the T-word is? Taxes. The government will say, you know what? We're after you. We're inspecting you. We're charging you more. But take from the rich, give to the poor. I'm not getting into politics now, but... And the government will take away a large sum of this money. And this is because the person amassed this wealth. But you know what happened? Hashem gives this person the wealth, and he's the pipeline. He's the shliach. And Hashem says as follows, I'm giving him the money. He's the shliach to give the money to tzedakas. Support Torah, chesed, achnasas kala, whatever it might be, all the Baruch Hashem different opportunities that exist. But the person's hand is too close to give. Hashem says, you know what's going to happen? You're going to lose it, lose that money, and you won't get schar for it now either. You won't have the schar either. As the pasuk says in Yirmiyah, let's just finish the pasuk here. One who amasses wealth that was not his right will lose it in midlife and will die a fool. Let's just finish this paragraph and we'll take a comment. What about for the fact that he wasn't setting the time to serve, to learn Torah and do mitzvahs? A person is mevatel Torah. He doesn't learn Torah. What's going to happen is as follows. Hashem will take away and cause him to be busy with other things. Sometimes it's with lawyers. Sometimes it's with, even worse, insurance companies. And spending the hours on the phone getting nowhere. I don't want to discuss this topic. We might get a little agitated. Anybody ever experienced these type of things? But that's, in all seriousness, that's what the Chafetz Chaim is saying here. That a person is going to mevatel his time for learning Torah. He's not learning Torah. Hashem says, there's a midah keneged midah, a measure for measure. He's mevatel the Torah. His time will be taken away. Kegoin ari uzei v'nomer bardulus v'nochesh agayusoyis v'alistim boyin makifin oisoy v'nefroim imenu. The wild animals or the people that act like wild animals will be after him, after his property. And they will pay him back. They are the shlichim of Hashem. Shenemar says in Tehillim, Kapitel Nunches, Pasuk Gebeis, Ach Yesh Elokim Shoftim Baretz. Because there is a God who judges in the land. And the person has to realize that if he was created here in this world as a Jew to learn Torah, Bishvil Reishis Baru Kim Eitz Hashemayim V'Esar, it says Rashi, Bishvil Yisrael Shenikras Reishis. And Rashi says, Bishvil HaTorah Shenikras Reishis. For Klai Yisrael is called Reishis the first, and the Torah is called the Reishis the first.
Very strong words Rashi is bringing down here, the Chavetz Chaim is bringing down. Continues the Chavetz Chaim, and he tells us, V'hu mida k'neged mida, it's mamish measure for measure. The tachas shumavatel mitayra va'omel lesoy fein raf. Maisun loy batlon in k'negdoy. The person who is mevatel Torah to amass tremendous wealth. Moisunloi batlonin kinegdoi. He is given batlonin kinegdoi, a lot of different ways to lose his wealth. Shiavatluoi soy minyonov shomal behenad ato. That will take him away from all those things that he is working with until now. Da'afilu im ein harginoisoi. It's a strong way the Chavetz Chaim is starting with. Even if he won't be killed. Da'afilu im ein harginoisoi ha'ariv ha'zeiv. Even if the lion or the wolf will not kill him. Nizbav lo yakopanim ha'yodom hefzid b'mamoinoi. But the wild animals can also mean what they call natural disasters can cause tremendous loss. Nizbav lo yakopanim al yodam hasa b'mamayinoi, kigoyin shetzorech livroyach miyehen. A person will have to run away from these wild animals, or from their tornadoes, or tsunamis, or from who knows who. Ula hafkir suchushoy, and to make his possessions hefkir. Ownerless. Or he would have to cure himself from the wounds that he received from these animals. Sometimes in Shemayim he will have tremendous yisurim, suffering and sicknesses. Achil vasoif maitzi son hamois. You hear what's going on? He didn't give the money to tzedakah. The tens of thousands of dollars, he didn't give to tzedakah. You know where they are now? In the doctor's pocket, in the insurance company's pocket. And not only did he have to give it, but he didn't get any schar for it. He would have gotten the schar at the same time. A house which is not open to aniyim, pasuch la'asya. Is opened to the doctors. The gamze gufo bol efamim of a bittul teiro. Sometimes this also comes because of bittul teiro. Chmaish amru chazal im roye adam she yisurin ban olav yifashvish b'maisav. A person sees that yisurin come upon a person. Says gemar brachas and daf hey yifashvish b'maisav. Let him look into his actions. Are his actions going in accordance with a halachas? Is he following through what the Torah tells him to do? Pishpish v'loy matzah, if he did introspection into his actions, v'loy matzah, he didn't find that he did the right thing, that if he didn't find any problems with his actions, yitle b'bittul Torah. He should realize that the source of his actions, the source of the tzaris, is because of his bittul Torah. Let's discuss a little what we just learned here today. The Chavetz Chaim is giving us medicine. We don't have to take out the insurance card. We don't have to take out the credit card and pay for it. The Chavetz Chaim is giving us an antidote, medicine to the Yetzer Hara. The Gemara says, Barasi Yetzer Hara, I created the Yetzer Hara, says Hashem. Varasul Tayra Tavna, I created the Torah as the antidote as the refuah. What is the poison? The poison is when the Yetzer Hara, let's review what we learned today, when the Yetzer Hara tells the person, look at these people who are so successful. Look how so successful they are. They wouldn't know how to open the Gemara if their life depended upon it. The right side from the left side. They don't learn Torah. And you're telling me that if you don't learn Torah, you'll be punished, this, that, because this is your oxygen. And the point of the punishment is to get you back on track. Look how they're living their lives. They're not punished at all. They're also happy. Vacations here, vacations there. Explains the Chavetz Chaim
that part of the biggest punishment is they don't even realize what the punishment is. That because people look at it, you know, that's part of life, Nebuch. There are sorrows and tragedies. And sometimes it's when a tree, a massive tree, falls on half of the house. Now, anybody who ever Chas V'Shalom has these things happen, it's not, we're not saying this is the source. No one's pointing fingers. Did it happen to you? Oh, I have no idea. Okay. What the Chafetz Chaim is teaching us here is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to people, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes away from people as well. I will tell you a personal story where I heard this firsthand. I heard a person lament over the fact that he used to have a $1 million business. What happened that Hashem took it away from him? This was his question. What happened that Hashem took it away from him? I will be makdim, I will begin by saying, I have no idea. Now I'll continue by saying that this man was told that if you don't keep your store open on Shabbos, you're going to lose money. And he had something written up, which gave him the halachic, and I put those in quotation marks, permissibility to be open on Shabbos. There was no halachic permission, which was allowed. But you find the right person, they'll write you anything. One of those employees also who came to work on Shabbos was a non-religious Jew. Now what are you going to say? You open on Shabbos, he's not religious, and you're causing him to come to work on Shabbos also. And this person is lamenting, sitting there thinking, what happened? What did he do wrong that Hashem took away his $1 million business? And I'm thinking to myself, because you see, Chazal tell us, Ein Adam Roi Nigi Yatzme, a person doesn't see his own Negoim. So it's a play from the Bali Musa uses from a Lashon of a Mishnah. We don't see her, we can't pass in our own Negoim, our own plagues. And I'm sitting there thinking, were you not open on Shabbos? Shabbos, the Makar Bracha, is a source of showing that we believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Were you not the source for this Jewish person, to Mevchal Shabbos? Yes, he wasn't religious, but you're the one who played the role in making him come to work. Because you were open and he wanted him to come to work. And you asked the question, what? Sometimes you wonder, like, don't people have glasses to see what's going on in their lives? And this is exactly what the Chafetz Chaim is talking about. Now, I was mocked him by saying, I am not a Navi. And who knows if what I'm saying is even correct. But in life, we see these situations play themselves out in different scenarios, through different experiences that we live through. And the Chafetz Chaim is saying, and he brings from Chazal, if a person doesn't give to the Torah sources, then Hashem says, you know what? You can get a bill in the mail. The bill will go for here, it'll go for there. The bill will come. This is what the Chafetz Chaim is telling us, that when we see people who are, what we think, maybe being matzliach, being successful, we have to remind ourselves of these words of the Chafetz Chaim, where the Chafetz Chaim is bringing down from Chazal that they will lose it perhaps somewhere else. And it's irrelevant whether we know better or not. This is part of the bitachon betach ba Hashem, that we trust in Hashem and we know Hashem is running the world. What we take out from this is our obligation to make sure we are kaiveya itim l'toira, and at the time that we are kaiveya itim l'toira, we don't do anything else. Thank you.